Welcome back to TipTV Finance. We're joined by my co-host Alessia Rostani from LeadingTrader.com and Robert Sieberstein, a sales trader from Iondo. How are you today, Robert?
Very well, thank you.
Right, the market's moving around a lot now.
Yeah, they are.
Happily.
DAX yesterday was fairly volatile. We saw a massive drop in the morning and then recovered slightly in the afternoon. So we're starting to see a lot more movement comparative to summer, which is nice for our traders. You know, that's what they like, volatility, especially in spread betting.
Right. Is anybody thinking that it's a market top, or are they still buying the dips?
No, still buying the dips for sure, at least with us. But, yeah, we are getting very
high. With the Federal Reserve buying the dips. That's good, that's good stuff. You know?
Well, we're getting very close to the previous highs, especially on the UK 100 or the FTSE 100. DAX is still well under. But yeah, maybe the FTSE 100 is the one that I'd be more concerned about than the DAX.
Right, let's have a look at some of the charts you've brought in. What is this telling us?
So this is one of our traders here. I thought today we'd just have a review on a couple of the traders we've had on our platform and some we've looked at previously. So this is OMP Trading, and as you can see here down in the bottom, his monthly performance for October was 17.13%. We're not yet through the month, and the previous month he had a return of 15.38%. So he's a fairly high-risk trader. We have him as a risk score of 7, which categorizes him as a high risk. But as you can see, when he has had dips, his recovery's been outstanding. And the nice thing about that is he hasn't changed his trading strategy. He hasn't done any, you know, outrageous trading after he's made a loss. He doesn't increase his stake size tenfold to try and make it back really quickly. He just sticks with the plan.
When you say high risk, can you define for viewers in what way is it high risk?
In what way is he high risk? So the risk score, what it takes into account is it takes into account his trade size that he's trading with.
So a large size?
Yeah, the larger the size, the higher the risk, because you're a little more exposed on the account. But it also takes into account the risk per trade. Mm-hmm. So is he trading with 5% risk on a certain trade or 2%
right,
risk?
Right.
The maximum they can trade with is 10%. But it takes it all into account and then would rate them as a high or low risk trader. We'll also look at the aggregated risk, so how many trades do they have open at a single time? Because that's, you know, that's going to affect your drawdown massively.
Yeah.
If you have 20 trades running all losing a fair amount, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. But he tends to hold things fairly stable and not too many trades running, but because of his trade size, he is deemed a slightly higher risk, high risk trader. On the next slide, you'll have a look at the examples of sort of the trades that he places. But if you just take a look at that chart, just remember how it looks, because the next trader is a low-risk trader, and we're going to see a complete different look on the chart with the tips and turns, basically.
Let's move along.
But here we can take a view. So you can see he's trading predominantly the Germany 30, a little bit of the Wall Street Index as well. And his risk per trade, which is this third column in from the right-hand side, you can see it's about 1.3 to just under 1% risk per trade. So generally fairly low risk, but if he's got about 10 of those running, your aggregated risk is going to be about 8% on the account.
So you mean running at the same time?
Running at the same time, exactly, yeah. So rather than just placing one large trade, he might have 4 or 5 of those on the Germany 30 running.
And is that because, in your view, is that because he's scaling into a trade, or is that because there are completely different setups?
Exactly, he's scaling in. So he's just trying to aggregate his entry price if he's moving against the market. Mm-hmm. That way he can, you know, make it a little bit easier rather than having one large chunk in at a set price. But yeah.
So we're on to the next trader.
So this is Syconet. If you take a look at his chart, there's a lot. Of course, there's the ups and downs in this chart, but you can see that line is far more stagnant. And if we look at his risk score is 1. So he's deemed one of the lowest risk, or the lowest risk you can get on the platform. This month, he's made a return of about 2.83%. But September, you know, very strong month, 12.83%. You know, I'd be very happy with that comparative to what you're getting in a bank. If you've got that account for 2 months, you're up about 15%. So great returns are possible. And obviously with a low-risk trader, it makes you a little bit more at ease. With him, he's done a lot less trades. He's only done about 314 trades as opposed to OMP, who's done about 1,000. And again, if we look at his drawdown, it hasn't even exceeded 10%. So that deems him as quite low-risk too. But if we look at his trades again, we'll see a difference between him and OMP Trading, which will be on the next slide here. So unit size, we saw that OMP was trading with a unit size of about 25.
Yeah.
He's just trading with a unit size of 5. So it's a lot smaller risk.
Having said that, the RPT, the risk per trade, seems to be larger than the previous.
Yes, exactly. So that's well spotted. The risk per trade is a lot higher, but his stop losses are placed significantly wider.
Oh, right.
So the likelihood of those being hit, of course, it's a big loss if they do get hit. But that's why his risk per trade is so high. He's got stop losses at 8,900 on a long trade on the DAX, mm-hmm. and 11,700, which we're getting fairly close to, on the Germany 30 at the top there when he's short. So that's the reason why his risk per trade is a lot higher. So that's what, when you're looking to follow a trader, something that you'd certainly have to take into account.
Right.
Because if they've just got a large trade on with a very tight stop loss, their risk per trade is going to be very small.
Yeah.
But it's actually very high risk. Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of things you've got to look for on the account, and you know, mix it up between a high risk and a low risk trade.
Does he ever let those stops be hit, considering how wide they are?
They do occasionally get hit, yes. Cyconet had a few hit in the previous month. This month, not yet. But because they are so wide, the likelihood is very, very low. But then again, with that risk, because they are such wide, you may have significant amount of trades running that are in a losing trade.
Yeah.
For him, they have tended to turn around, come back profitable.
Sure.
And that's why he's up so much this year and over the last 2 months as well. Had very, very strong performances.
Great.
Okay, let's just go on for the US election offer.
Yeah. So last time we had the Olympics offer. This year we've got the US election offer. I mean, it's happening on November 8th. So a lot of volatility is going to be coming around then once the results come through. This offer is lasting until about November 17th, and if you make any deposit between these sums, you're going to get a tiered bonus, so 3,000 to just under 6,000, you get 10%, and so on and so forth. Obviously, the most appealing being 12,000, you get 25% on that. And further to this, obviously, there's terms and conditions. It's just a matter of doing enough trading to clear that, but that bonus can be withdrawn by yourselves as well.
Excellent news. Robert Saperstein, sales trader for Iondo, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.